Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to Ruth chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. "Don't call me Naomi," she told them. "Call me Mara, because the Almighty made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty One brought misfortune upon me." Naomi was convinced that God had made her life miserable. And honestly, she had good reasons for such feelings. Her husband had died, and then her two married sons died, leaving her with no one to carry on the family name. To express the feeling of her heart, Naomi changed her name to Mara, which means bitter. When a famine forced Naomi to return to her homeland in Judah, she kissed her daughter-in-law's goodbye and started the long journey. But one daughter-in-law refused to leave Naomi. Her name was Ruth, and she so aligned with Naomi in spirit that she left her family of origin and went with her mother-in-law. The rest is a story of God's love and grace. God had prepared a relative named Boaz who was waiting back home, and through Boaz, God redeemed Ruth and Naomi from their situation. Boaz married Ruth, you'll remember, and God blessed them with a son to carry on the family name. Through this line, God sent King David and later his son, Jesus Christ, to redeem us from our sins. So I admit, I don't always understand how God works. When Naomi changed her name to Mara, bitter, she wasn't exactly saying, "I know God loves me and will somehow work all this out for good." But her story is yet another reminder that He always does work things out for our good. When you're feeling like changing your name to convey your feelings about God, just remember that He never changes His name. God is always faithful, and He'll never leave you, and He'll never forsake you. Father, for those whose hearts feel bitter toward You, for those who feel like changing their name to describe their feelings, surround them with Your faithful love. When we can't understand, give us peace that passes human understanding, as You promise in Your Word. Remind us that You are always faithful. Remind us that You never change Your name. Thank You. In Jesus' name, amen.